I'd just like to hand over to Judy, and she's going to take the worship from now, and then Doug thereafter.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First of all, Petra and Esther, thank you for yesterday. We had a wonderful four-wheel drive trip yesterday through the Dome Burn and got through the broom very significantly, and then went over, explored at the bottom, the race up the Dome Burn Creek and then over Glen Lapa, and we had the most wonderful day. And no matter where you go in this country, you're blown away by how beautiful it is. And there we are, our little tiny vehicles, completely dwarfed by Glenairy Mountains and East Dome. And it's absolutely overwhelming looking up the Dome Burn, way up Glenairy, and seeing these mountains and these hills. Come on in, Jim. And Margaret?
Yeah.
Come on in. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you, Margaret. I hope all is well. When you're up there and you're completely daunted by these mountains, you just think, God, what a magnificent creation. It is so powerful, it is so big, it is so beautiful, and it's so beautifully balanced. And then beside me, I saw a little tiny way up the top in the Alpine Gardens, which are my favourite gardens. I just love alpine plants way up the top. And I saw little lilies out. Now, they're little pansies out. They're so little, there's no point me picking them because they dry up. They're so tiny. And then we went past all the manuka flowers. Look how tiny that is. That is so tiny. And here's this tiny, tiny little flower among these magnificent mountains. You just can't even know what to say. How can it be that the God who is so infinite and so powerful creates something so small and absolutely perfect, and yet creates these mountains that are so powerful and strong, and they're all balanced together? It is a God that we worship this morning because that's what he feels about us. There's millions of people in the world, but we're like the manuka flowers. There's huge creations and responsibility he has, but his tenderness is always towards us as individuals as well. And yet when we stand back and see the magnificence of his creation, there's no way big beings do anything to do with it. It's a creator God that loves us. So we're going to sing two songs today, and the songs, the praise songs were chosen because of Nehemiah, really, and how the people would have felt, you know, returning to the word of God, returning to a city that had been rebuilt. Total praise and admiration. So the first one is Be Exalted. Now, Joe, I just, can you pop it up? I just want to have a look and see how much you've got on one slide. Okay, let's stand and let's read it first. Like, they would read a lot more than they would have probably put to music. So let's stand and read it through once, just the first, and then we'll sing it. Okay.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds.
Okay, let's sing it.
Thank you.
from the mountains to the smallness of your manuka flower, from the billions of people to me. You are great. You are so great. You are so, so great. We love you. Amen.
And everyone's allowed to say amen.